Doink.
That was Chris 200 checking in with Pizza Babe.
Pizza, you know, it's Chris 200.
Hi, Chris 200.
He's too busy listening to Chris 200.
It's really hot.
Hi, Chris 200.
Hello, this is Chris 200, and welcome to Audio On Demand at WonderHit1.com. WonderHit1.com, yes, I am driving down the, wow. Hello, 1, 2, 1, 2. I am driving down the highway right now. Oh, God, here we go. Okay, yeah, I am driving down the highway here. I am not sure why I'm not getting the good level that I want to get. I think I know why. Hold on. All right, is that better? Yes, I think that's better. Hold on. All right, let's start over there. Oh, gosh, what the heck? All right, I'm going to just tuck this underneath my wing here. Tuck this under my wing. I don't want that one. I don't want that one. Hello? 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 Okay. Hello, this is Chris 200. Welcome to Audio On Demand, WonderHit1.com, TheFreakNetwork.com, and Google.com, and Yahoo.com, YeastRadio.com, and PizzaBabe.com, and, whatever else.com. Is that a... Hey, does anybody have that one? I should look that one up. Yes, today is Tuesday, the 24th of June, 2008. And I am into... Day 2 of my, two-week notice, okay? You say, what does that mean? Well, I don't know what that means for the podcast and casting in general. I always seem to find some time to record, mostly when I'm out and about driving. So this may change, you know? Maybe there'll be shorter casts. Maybe there won't be as many casts. I know there's not a whole lot of casts going out now. I try to do at least one a week, you know, and I've been putting up some videos and this and that as I move forward, and I'm sure I'm pissing this truck off behind me, and I don't care. I'm running premium. It cost me $4 a gallon. Get off my ass. Yeah, this is only this is the second time I've had to quit a job, you know, a big job, not a, you know, I've quit other jobs, you know, where, not, you know, not so much, money and that sort of thing going on, but, yeah, this is the second time I've had to do it on my terms, you know. And a little bit about it, I'm not going to exactly say what it is, but I will be doing the same sort of work that I'm doing, I guess you could say, more or less, less or more. The good, the positives, one, more money, okay. Two, in town, no more of this 1 hour commute, which, like I said, may interrupt this cast, but you know, maybe not, I don't know. Maybe I'll do a town cast. I don't know. So, you may ask yourself, how long has I known about this? Well, I knew about it about a week ago. Yeah, a week ago I knew about it. I accepted on Thursday. So I took a couple days to think about it. Run the numbers and that, and quite happy with how that turns out. Now the next thing is to run through all the paperwork and forms, which I'm sure will not be any fun, but hey, why not, you know? I probably need to call another doctor about my immunization records. And see how that comes out. Freaking myself out here. I'm looking at two different mirrors and I'm seeing a motorcycle in both mirrors. Okay, yeah, that's because there's only one behind you, you idiot. Okay, so yeah, that's going on. I'm just so happy. Happy as shit. My wife hasn't seen me this happy in a long time. So, last night we went out and got some, shirts and ties. Yeah, shirt and tie type of job, I believe. Yes, if not, that's what I'm gonna wear. Went through, got some shirts and ties. Probably want to go get a couple more pairs of pants. Probably, you know, a few more shirts would be nice to have on hand. And, I just can't wait. I just cannot wait, to get started. You know, it's, going through that process oftentimes can be very heart-wrenching, and there's some sadness, you know, behind, you know, leaving a job, you know, that you won't see those people every day that you dealt with every day, you know, all your work. You don't know if that's going to just go to shit, or if somebody's going to continue on where you're at. I don't know. Quite frankly, I don't care. Yeah, so that's where I'm at, you know. It's exciting times for me, I guess. Something that I've been working on for a very long time, longer than I'd really like to admit, but, you know, it's one of these opportunities that came up, and, you know, a dream job type of thing, and I would have been really silly to say no, you know. And, you know what else is kind of funny? My friend Jim, I went golfing with him. If you check out Wonder Hit One, there's a bunch of, wonderhit1.com. There's a bunch of videos that I threw up on Blip TV, and then Blip TV cross-posts it to my blog or whatever. They don't download automatically into iTunes or anything like that, because I think they're AVI files or something like that. So, anyway, you'd have to go to the blog and look at that, or download them and transcode them yourself. I went golfing with Jim on Friday. Very funny little videos. So anyway, he lost his job right around Easter time, I think that weekend, and he has found a job too. We're actually going to be starting on the same day, and yeah, crazy, huh? Crazy. We both were let go about 3 years ago on the same day, and now we're both starting new jobs on the same day in town now instead of out of town. So that is very exciting for me also. So yeah, it's like I said, very exciting times. What's been going on? Geez, I'm trying to think last time I talked to you. What did I do over the weekend? Not a whole lot. Let's see. What did I do over the weekend? Did the golfing on Friday, Saturday? I don't remember what we did. I was going to go shopping on Sunday for shirts and stuff, and then I didn't. And I ended up starting a project. Oh my god, maybe I can work on it tonight and finish it up. I started to rebuild a drawer for an antique dresser. And, yeah. Very interesting. Yeah, I don't know what to say. It's been quite the project. I'm doing something a little bit differently. All the four joints at the corners are doweled or pegged or whatever you want to call it. And anyway, that's what I'm going to do as far as putting it back together. I'm going to dowel it, and that brings a whole bunch of challenges along with it. The dowel jig that I got, I should run to Menards and look. The dowel jig that I got, I bought it from Home Depot. I'm not crazy about it. It works. You got to be very careful on how you line things up. Some of the holes didn't quite line up. I also had to, what was I going to say? I had to laminate a couple boards together, and, doing that, I pegged those also, or doweled those together, which kind of worked all right. It didn't exactly match up, but what you gonna do when they come for you? Yeah, so hopefully that'll all go together. Basically, what I got to do is cut out all of the dowel work that was there before. The dowel work that was there before, when they cut the ends of the boards, they didn't actually drill and put dowels in it. They actually, the dowels are actually part of that board, you know, out of that piece of lumber. So, what the hell happened there? I actually had to cut that apart, cut those off, and re-drill new holes for the dowels and dowel it up, and it's kind of coming together. I might have to make some holes just a little bit bigger. Not that that's what I want to do, but I think I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to drive a couple brads in there just to make sure everything is, you know, nice and secure. I'm going to keep the back. The reason why I'm rebuilding is the bottom was shot. You know, the bottom of the drawer was shot. And I had to do that. So I believe I've got a good bottom cut. I hope. And so I cut the bottom. And then I was looking at it. I was like, well, I don't want to put this bottom into these sides. You know, the sides are grooved to accept the bottom. And they were pretty busted up. So what I think I'm going to do, or what I have decided to do, is you know, replace those sides. And that's where it involved all the lamination and pinning. And hey, there's a truck of piglets. Hello, piglet. How are you? Very much. Very good. Very good. Piglet. Yes, a piglet. Very interesting, yes, very, very interesting. So, anyway, I'm working on that. Maybe I'll work on that tonight. It's going to be cooler, I believe. I've got to work on some paperwork for the new job someday. I got to actually need to sit down and go through it, see if there's anything else that they need that I need to, dig up. Talk to my benefits people at the current job. Whatever. Things aren't quite like I thought they were, but you know what? There is coverage there, and in the event that something bad happens. So, anyway, you know, that's good. Mm-hmm. Oh, that truck is going to run right up the ass of that pickup. Why don't he get over to the left? Jerk. I'm a jerk and I don't know why. I drive my truck like a spinking pigsty. That isn't the pig truck. It's a different truck. Anyway.
I digress. Yes. What the hell happened here?
So, anyway, Blue Sky Automotive, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Nope, now he's coming again. He's coming like a crazy man on drugs. I don't know what that guy's trying to prove. He's a local guy. He's right from like a half a mile away from where he's... just back there a little bit. I don't know why he's acting like such an idiot. So I've got a haircut appointment this afternoon. Very happy for that. That is such a pain in the ass when you work out of town. Trying to get anything done during working hours is just a pain in the ass. Because you are at work for, 8.5 hours, 9 hours a day. Plus you've got 2 hours in there that you commute, so you've got, what is that? Basically you're out of the house for 11, 12 hours a day. And, it really sucks trying to get something done. Trying to get your car worked on, trying to get your hair cut, trying to get to the doctor. I tell you what, I hope to gosh that is going to be a lot better and a lot easier to deal with going forward. So, one of the things I probably need to do and have checked on, I should call them today. And see when my last exam was in my home. And get that all taken care of for my eye appointment. Not crazy about it, but you gotta do what you gotta do. Take care of those benefits you've been paying for. So anyway, well, I am about to the end of my road here, and I don't know what else to talk about, and I don't want to talk anymore, so I'm going to shut up. So anyway, go check me out, wonderhit1.com, thefrequentnetwork.com, audio on demand, search for that in iTunes. Thank my 7 listeners for tuning in again, and we will catch you next time. Bye-bye.